Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rob Gardner. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Pagan. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground for a single. McMillan moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. There goes Boyer trying to get to third. Mota throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Boyer for the out. It's 1-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin catches it and steps on first to double up Cranepool. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground for a single. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blass hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. Mota bunts towards the mound. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blass moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote fires to second and picks off Blass for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mota moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Mota moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Blass covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LePlow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pagan. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Luke Walker now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Boyer moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Johnny Lewis. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Al Luplow. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing center field. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matty Alou pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Selman now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote is walked intentionally. Swoboda moves to second. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Dick Selma. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Grote moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Al McBean now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. Hiller scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. McMillan moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mota takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Mota moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-4 in the game. Clendenon bunts towards the mound. Sutherland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mota scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Dave Roberts pinch hits for Jerry May. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.